Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Speaking to the Beyond with Robert and Robin. I'm your co-host, Robert Vecchio, and Robin Wolf is with us today. How are you, Robin?
I am doing well, Robert, and how are you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
I am great, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody who is listening, and a special happy birthday to my cousin who was actually born on St. Patrick's Day many, many moons ago. So I know she's younger than
nice
me,
going.
But I can still say it, so. I'm
okay.
Sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say, nice going, making her feel old.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so do you
so update us, Robert, on Roxy.
Well, we got back from the vet this morning, and everything looks good, knock on wood, and she just needs to drink more water. We also tested for her Cushing's disease medication levels, which I'll have the results back tomorrow. But otherwise, she's on the mend, and she's as long as she's not panting like she was last Saturday, that really scared me. So fluid has gone down significantly in her lungs, and her heart is still enlarged a little bit, but everything's going the way it should be going. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers and well wishes. It is muchly appreciated.
Awesome. Well, good to hear that.
Yes, me too, thank God. But my bank account doesn't like him very much. And today we'll be talking about how to use the law of attraction. So I can't wait to attract even more money.
Yeah. So today I'd like to introduce our special guest, Ellen Sclaver. Ellen and Robert and I will be discussing the law of attraction and how to use it in your everyday life. The law of attraction suggests that you can attract positive or negative things into your life through your thoughts and actions. And Ellen will take you through ways to create a positive mindset and to empower yourself to make your dreams come true. a little bit about Ellen. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you, but Ellen is a certified wellness coach. And she has certification from the Health Coach Institute, as well as many other studies that she has done over the past several years. So without further ado, I'd like to bring Ellen on so we can talk to her.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello, Ellen. Can you hear us? That's weird. Ellen?
Okay, maybe she's at a different number. Okay, let's
I'm just
check that one.
Aww. No, that is her number. It's her number.
Okay, well, I just
Did you hang up on her?
I did. Okay. I may have. Okay. Let's see.
Robert, relax. Let me text Ellen and ask her to call back, okay?
Okay, good.
And why don't you talk to our listeners?
Yes, so today I am just enjoying the very nice weather outside. I hope everybody is enjoying the weather wherever you are. And soon our spring equinox will be around the corner. It is coming on Wednesday, and it's a special occasion because it's the full moon also on the same day. So everything should be in balance.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. So
Ellen is back
one,
on. Right? Yes, the last number.
Hi,
okay,
Ellen,
I'm
going to
so
put
sorry
you.
That I dropped your call.
No problem. Can
welcome
everybody hear me?
Show. Yes.
Yes,
hi,
we can hear you.
Oh, good.
Welcome
good.
To the show, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm already, I guess, manifesting interference. My battery already went
so.
On my headset. But let's unmute that interference. So how
so,
is everybody?
Ellen,
yes.
Everybody's good. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, same to you. Luck of the Irish,
so,
right? We want to get some money going.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in becoming a wellness coach and studying and teaching the Law of Attraction classes.
Okay, well, you know, the Law of Attraction is always working, whether we think it's working in our favor or we're saying it's not working because something's working against us. It's really what your thoughts, and more even in a deeper sense, what you are feeling is manifesting. So if you think you can or you think you can't, how Henry Ford stated it, you're absolutely right. And I guess for me, not at a conscious level, but I can think of back of examples way back when I was like in even third grade, when I was walking past teacher, looking at the teacher and getting, like I said, a feeling and a knowingness that she was going to be my teacher, and said, I'm going to have her next year. I want her for my teacher. So there was that wantingness. There was not really holding on to whatever the thought was. You don't want to be really too attached to it. And sure enough, like the next year, she became my teacher. And, you know, so it's kind of caught up in that moment. So there was always that sense of, you know, if you think it and you feel it in a positive sense, it's going to be there. So, you know, bringing me to today's day and age, I think as far as the Law of Attraction goes, I wanted to, I can think back as far as the Law of Attraction. You know, there was a time where I was watching this movie, and anybody who's really familiar with the Law of Attraction, it's the movie The Secret. And I was watching these two movies back to back. And so I watched The Secret, and they were talking about the Law of Attraction. I was like, wow, that's really neat. I think I do that. And then after watching that movie, I was like on one of these movie kicks. I watched a movie called Conversations with God. And that was about Neil Donald Walsh's life. And I think after watching that, the two pieces just clicked together because there was a spiritual sense to it that Neil Donald Walsh gave, and then the Law of Attraction sense, which that movie happened to be more about business. So it all kind of clicked into place. And from there, I said, ooh, I want to study more of this. I want to get involved with this. I want to teach it. You know, so it kind of became a passionate thing for me. And I looked up, you know, the Law of Attraction and places to get together with other people. And there's, you know, a website called Meetup. And I found a Law of Attraction Meetup. And from there, next thing I knew, I was running the Law of Attraction Meetup. So now I really got a sense that whatever my desires were, and if they were strong enough, they were going to come to fruition. So I could say as far as my coaching business, so from there I just kept on learning, studying, wanting to know more about what I could talk about a little bit later, maybe Psyche techniques and other techniques to help bring you into a more positive, holistic lifestyle. Because the Law of Attraction, you really want to, you know, bring more positive in your life. That's the goal, is to, whatever your desires are, to move forward, and whatever is not working for you, to move away from it or take the lesson from it. Because I've been going through some stuff that really is giving me an insight to where I need to go on the path. And, you know, wellness coaching just happened to fall in my hands because I wanted to be closer to my daughter. And so that door opened up, and I was able to do that online and be certified online and be able to give this experience back to others. So I think really that's how my journey began, and it continues to grow.
Positivity into your life.
Yes, putting more positivity, moving towards desires. You know, and like I said, they work. The Law of Attraction is always working, whether You know, you're focusing mm-hmm. on the good things in life and the desires and getting a sense or a feeling. It's more about that feeling and that
yes.
excitement that kind of builds up behind the feeling that drives the desire in that. The feeling sometimes turns into a knowingness. When you're really
yes.
connected to God or spirit, you know, however we want a word, that divine essence, the universal energy,
mm-hmm.
You move from a desire, but not really an attachment to the desire. Because
yes.
if you're attached to it, it's almost like it becomes a needing or a wanting in the negative way. And then you're going to
mm-hmm.
be thinking more about that. Like, Robert, you were talking about money.
Yes.
You know, if I know when I always like to play the lottery, I won't purchase any kind of ticket unless I stand in front of, say, a machine, if we're purchasing little scratch tickets, and I'm looking mm-hmm. at it, and then something gets so drawn to me that I cannot not buy it. I have to do it. You know, it's like there's almost a certainty that that's going to be a winning ticket. And I know
mm-hmm.
my excitement level is high. And usually there's some sort of form of money comes up. But a lot of times when people, you know, go and purchase a lottery ticket, there's that inner belief or inner knowingness that it's not going to be them that wins it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about that knowingness or that excitement that, you know, works with it. So I've learned how to, what I call, dance with the universe through
mm-hmm.
the good and the bad. Go ahead.
No, when you were saying about being attracted to, like, let's say the lotto, I was going to make a joke and I said that's how I got all my little tchotchkes throughout
yeah.
my house, because I keep getting attracted to things and said, oh, I need this, but really, do I need it? But there's some reason that I have to buy that specific thing. Now, is there a way to, let's say, for people to write things down or just do it mentally? Some people need
I mean, you can. Sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
You can write it down. You know, I guess the writing down part of it, piece of it, is help to seek clarity. Because
yes.
if you don't really have a clear idea of what you want, you know, you can either, you can go up and down the scale. I want this, but, it's not happening. Say somebody wants something to attract
mm-hmm.
a certain item. And they get all excited about it, they move forward, and then they go, oh, I don't really think, you know, I really, there's doubt, and that doubt brings it back down. So it's you're not going anywhere, you're getting stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes writing things down, getting into a state where you're actually seeing it, you're hearing people say things to you, you're feeling it, you know, that all helps to seek the clarity and move you more towards what you're desiring.
Yeah.
Very
now,
good
do
question.
Do you believe in vision boards?
Yes, I've done some vision boards. The last time I did a vision board was very simple. I was focusing on health and taking better care of myself. And I happened to put all these different types of foods on it. The next day I went shopping, not even thinking about my vision board, and there all those foods were brought into my house. I was like, oh, my God. It was like my shopping list on a vision board. so they can manifest very, very, very quickly. It helps to bring up positive energy and put it out in a playful world, you know, a playful way. Yeah, they're fun. Yeah. Have you done a vision board, either of you?
I have not. No.
No.
Yeah,
what about
I have
you,
not.
Robin?
I have not either. No, I have not either. I kind of do it in my head, and I
mm-hmm.
just, you know, I envision what I want, and, you know, I find that money is the easiest thing to manifest. It's not easy to manifest relationships because everybody has the freedom of will to make their mm-hmm. own choices. But when it comes to money, I feel like, you know, if it's for the highest and the goodest or the highest and the best, then I think money is easy to manifest. But I think that whatever you're trying to manifest, it needs to be for the highest and the best.
Exactly.
You know, that's how I feel about it. Yeah, that's how I feel. I am doing a vision board workshop in a couple of weeks, which I find interesting. People are very excited about it.
Yeah, I agree. People always get very, very excited about it. You know, and it's fun to put together and do it in a playful way.
Yeah, and I also think that it helps people to believe. You know, I think people really need to believe that that they have intuition, that their decision matters, that their decision is the right decision. And I think so many people question whether they're going in the right direction, and they don't trust their intuition, so they make wrong decisions. Or they, or they don't have, you know, people need to have faith in themselves. And I think it's really important.
Yeah, you put the nail right on the head with that, because it really does all boil down to your beliefs. You know, it's about your belief system. And if you believe that you can achieve that dream or that desire or whatever it is that you're looking towards, then that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, you were talking just a couple of minutes ago about money, finding money is a very easy thing. It comes naturally for you to manifest it. You know it's for the higher good, for yourself, for others, for everyone involved. It comes easy. And when it comes to relationships, you feel like there's more of a block. You know, now that is a belief for you, and it's true for you, you know, because we have our own beliefs. Where if for me, if I, you know, choose to get into a relationship, and when I do get in a relationship, I know it's going to be very easy and simply. I have the belief that that comes natural to me. When it comes to money, that's been my life lesson. How can I make money flow to me easily? Because for me, it doesn't seem as easy. So we've got opposite beliefs, and those beliefs become our reality.
Exactly. That is so true. Also, I think toolboxes are important too. You know, even, you know, before you go to sleep at night, to have a box and to put, you know, have a gratitude box and then a box of your dreams. And I think that it really helps people to, you know, to put in every night before they go to sleep, what am I grateful for today? And then every morning when they wake up, these are my dreams. And, you know, just to put a slip of paper into each bottle, each jar every day, and then to look back at it to see what they were able to manifest. I think that that helps too. You know,
I was going to allow you to finish your thought. You're absolutely right. Gratitude is another big piece. It is the opposite of, you know, like it takes away negativity fast, because you come into a place of, you know, gratitude, appreciation, looking at what is in your life. Because if you really want a positive lifestyle and you want to move towards your positive dreams, you have to get to a place where you're appreciating what always is. And that's another key to the law of attraction. It's about being in the moment and projecting as if it already is in place. It's already happened. What does that look like when I'm there, you know, and to be there? What we're creating now, our now, becomes our future. You know, so whatever you're looking at and you're thinking at and you're feeling now will become the future. You know, sometimes it becomes the future almost instantly. Other times, you know, for big things like, you know, me moving even to this area from Boston to this area, to the Virginia area, it took a little bit of time, and there were pieces that needed to fill in a place to manifest it. But it's just a miraculous the way it was manifested.
I find that very interesting, because for me too, also 2 years ago, I think we both came to Virginia about the same time. When I was thinking about moving to Maryland, because that's where I moved first before Virginia, I was searching for apartments in Maryland and quitting a full-time job and all these little things and, you know, questions, should I really be doing this? Am I going to be able to pay my rent? You know, am I going to be able to put food on my table? And all of these questions and everything I worried about. So finally I said, you know what, I'm not going to worry anymore. If this is meant to be, everything's going to fall into place. So I just have to trust. Right. And I did.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best decisions I ever made, and everything did fall into place. And it was miraculous, as you said, how everything just falls into place when it's something you're supposed to do.
Right, right. You and know, like you said, that one little moment of letting go and moving into a place of trust is really kind of the key. You know, when you just let go, you just kind of surrender and have that feeling or trust to know that's going to happen. That's a big key in the law of attraction.
Yeah. Now, what types of things do you teach in your workshops? And also, do you have a workshop online that people can take if interested?
I do. I have weekly workshops now. They're being held through the Center for Spiritual Enlightenment. So if you go to that website, you can see what's happening. Also, Meetup. You know, I think a lot of people have found me on Meetup and Facebook, all through that center, CSE, or Center for Spiritual Enlightenment. And my Meetup groups, the group that I lead is all on the Law of Attraction. I've been using it as a set theme each week. So we start with, actually this month is all about money. And we'll just talk about what abundance is and financial abundance, because you can feel abundant without actually having the physical financial money. And feeling abundant is going to help you to become more financially abundant, keeping that energy at a higher level. So we'll talk about that, but then we move into more of like playing with money, you know, and making light of money and just playing the game. There was one time I took my group actually to play bingo, and it was so funny. We're sitting there and we're all nervous and we're like, oh, I haven't done this in years. And, you know, everything is like it's scattered, that nervous energy, which does not help to attract money. But during the break, one of the people in the group decided to go to somebody else and said, oh, she's been helping us through this entire time. Let me do something very nice for her. Let me gift her, you know, a can of soda and just thank her. Thank you. You know, again, gratitude, right? So we're thanking her. Now, that woman's energy was so uplifted by the fact that we were so gracious to her. She won 3 bingos in a row. And it was an amazing experience. You know, like just how that excitement, that energy, the gratitude can all start to create a positive effect in your life.
So what exercises do you take people through to empower themselves? Besides, you know, bingo was a great example, but what else do you do?
A lot of times the group is about discussion. You know, we'll get into a topic. I'll ask a lot of questions. There's one time, I mean, it's different every time. Sometimes I'll introduce shifting belief exercises in which you can actually do a balance, what we call a whole brain state balance. Because a lot of times you're not going to get some good law of attraction results or moving forward to a desire if your mind is saying no, 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 or I could say your mind is saying yes, 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 but your heart is saying no, 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 I don't believe it. So through a process, what I call Psych-K, it was developed by Robert Williams in the 1988, somewhere around that time, created a process of a bunch of different simple processes to help the brain, the left brain and the right brain, become more congruent. And when you get to that state, you get into, you know, the left side is more logical, say the mind, where the right side is more emotional, the heart. So So when you put those two sides together and you balance them out, the belief starts to shift. So we've done exercises like that. Meditation exercises are very, very good for helping to quiet the mind and reconnecting with spirit and lifting yourself, your energy up to gaining insight. So sometimes we just need the insight as to, what the answers to what we want to go and the path we want to lead in. So it's a combination of questions, answers, activities. Vision boards was an activity we did once. And just getting into different kind of various tools and techniques.
That's interesting.
I really liked when you said your head says one thing, but your heart feels another thing. I think a lot of people are afraid of success, and that could be holding them back from attracting what they really need or really want in their life.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Like you said, it's all about gratitude, being grateful for everything that you have in this present moment.
Right, exactly. And you're right, fear, when you really look at it, if you took all of our emotions, it really is, there's a continuum, but it would start, fear would start at one end of that continuum, and all those emotions would move all the way up to love. And a lot of times, like fear of success, a lot of times we're more focused on that fear, whether it's a conscious or an unconscious state. There's this fear, and probably goes all the way back to childhood. So when you move away from fear and you're moving more towards love, you're moving more in the direction, you're connecting more with spirit, and spirit always wants what's in your best interest. Another great point, Robert.
Thank you.
And that brings me to actually another question. The law of attraction. So a lot of people come to see me as a psychic or a medium, or they'll come to my classes wanting to know how to, break their circle, so if they come from an abusive family or they come from an abusive marriage or they just came from, some kind of childhood trauma or depression, can you use the law of attraction to help them to overcome that in order to lead a happier and more fulfilling life?
Sometimes when we do have such, abuse or whatever in your life, it depends on how often you get stuck in these repetitive ruts all the time, over and over again. And those are the warning signs that you may need to get more of a therapist involved. But the law of attraction is always working. It's going to work for you or work against you. So if that rut keeps repeating over and over again, there may need to be other tools that a therapist can use. But a lot of times, the best tool that the law of attraction has is to bring you to a state of now. A lot of times it's not focusing on the future, because sometimes there's a lot of worry when it comes to focusing on the future, and it's not looking at the regrets or, from the past. It's really about being in the moment. So a lot of times we get ourselves in trouble with any of those repetitive patterns by moving towards the past and we're anchored to the past. That's where some of my NLP techniques come in handy, to help break those states, that state, and move you towards more of rewiring the internal representation that goes on our mind, the thinking patterns that go in our mind. You want to break that state and replace it with something that's healthier.
And would you say that?
Go ahead, Robin.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, you bring up a good point that a while ago, my grandmother, who passed away 5 years ago, but but even before she passed, she hates, and I hate the word hope. Like, I hope this happens. Mm. Instead of saying hope, it says it will happen. Always believe that something will happen for your best, in your best interest, if it's meant to be. Because I hate that word, because it gives you that little bit of doubt that you don't really believe that something will happen. And I have this very good friend. I know she's listening right now because I just texted her to listen. And she's like, well, I hope this happens. I'm like, no, stop saying hope. It will happen. Mm. Okay? If it's meant to be, it will happen.
But. Yeah. It brings up another good point that you're making, Robert, is watching our words.
Mm-hmm.
Our words are so powerful. Because even saying it will happen is still, there's more of that positive versus I hope it happens. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Hope kind of gives that kind of doubt. And sometimes it's better to say, I hope it happens, if you're in a state of like, it won't, it'll never happen, it never happened. So it depends on where you are in your state and how to move it up the ladder to get to a better state. But will happen is also still in your future. So so when you start to say, this is what it actually looks like, and this is what it feels like to be there, you know, and this is what it sounds like, what I'm hearing when I am there.
Moves
you even closer to that.
Yeah.
And so a word will be very powerful. You know, they always say, and you know, two words that are all part, the most spiritual words you can ever say is I am. Because whatever word you put after that is what you're owning into your belief system. Yeah.
I like
that.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Like, while you said that, I just got, I'm staring out. I have Woods State property right behind me, and I'm staring out into them, and I got this huge picture of the Hindu god Ganesha in my head.
Mm.
So that is just powerful. So I want to thank you for that. That
you're welcome.
That did a lot more for me than maybe for everybody else. But. Robin?
You want to watch that?
Mm-hmm.
Robin?
I am here.
Wow.
Do you want to take some phone calls, Ellen?
Yeah, let me take a call.
Sure,
I'd
be happy
to. Hold on 1 second.
There
we go. Hello, you're on with Ellen. Your name?
I think you say, I don't know.
Hello? Are you there? Okay, do you want to take the next caller, Robert?
Sure, hold on 1 second. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? We do have to remember that
Ellen.
Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes, Mercury is definitely in retrograde.
All right,
and
thank you.
It's been showing its ugly face for the past couple of days.
Oh, let me tell you. Okay. All right, let's try for caller number three here.
I'm sorry. I was actually just trying to listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for Ellen?
I guess we got a lot of listeners wanting to ask questions.
I do have a story.
Yes, please share the story.
Yesterday, I was actually I've been using the law of attraction in my life for a very long time now, especially when I meditate, and I find that things that I see when I meditate end up coming to fruition. And yesterday, while I was meditating, I just kept seeing myself. I was in the house, and I wanted to do something that night. So I kept envisioning myself taking a shower, getting ready to go somewhere in like a hurry. And it happened a few hours later. I got a text from a friend who wanted me to come out, and it happened just like that. So,
wow.
It
is amazing, isn't it?
When
you just get that thought and that vision in your head, and then boom, it happens.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been using it, like I said, pretty my entire life. and it's been working very well financially, just with everything. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And the more you become aware of the natural way the law works, the more you can manifest and things that may, you know, be more difficult to manifest, or you thought may be more difficult to manifest. You know, a lot of times we start with, like, say, the parking cars. You know, I'll find my perfect parking space. And then you think about it, and you see it, and the next thing you know, it happens. You know, and then soon it turns into something a little bit more elaborate, or, you know, difficult to think. And like I said, I've used it to manifest myself a big move and have all the income I needed to make that move and make it smoother. And I use it even in times when times get rough. I just say, okay, there's a better reason for this. You know, if obstacles get in your way sometimes, it may be a bigger message that's underlying that, like, you're not supposed to be doing this anymore. Sometimes just to sit quiet is to get the answers.
Yeah. All right, well, do you have any other questions?
I do not, but I am enjoying listening to the show, so thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Keep listening.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take another caller. I think this is one of the people. Hello, you're on the air? Hello? Hello?
They might just be calling to listen in, Robert. Maybe they don't want to talk.
Okay, so I don't know how to mute them. Okay, so... All right, I'll figure that out. You two talking amongst yourselves.
Okay. Well, I did want to bring up a point.
Sounds great.
You know,
yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, because there's an interesting thing that's been going on in my life right now. And a lot of times people would look at these negative events and say, oh, what is going on? Why me? You know, because a lot of times people, especially when they're new to the law of attraction and its law, will want to do something and then put it in a place and go, oh, see, it's not working, you know, and that kind of thing. And I could tell you I just recently had a down cycle of events that were, you know, like, oh, my God. You know, like I started doing taxes. We hate doing taxes. But I looked at it and realized I made maybe a big error. I don't know. I put it away for the time being. But I was really in a negative state and a fearful state, again, over money and how much I may have to owe the government and all that stuff. And from there, I get a call, and my father's not doing very well, you know. Yeah, thank you. I mean, he is. He's in his last stages of life, and, you know, I'll tell you the good part, but really the blessing that comes out of all of this stuff. So he's not doing well. So now my focus is not only fear about income, but here's the loss of a loved one in my house, you know, and what's that going to mean, and how are the dynamics going to change with that. So there's a lot of worry and things going on with that. Now, to make matters worse, and this law of attraction is so, like, safe at this point, I'm getting on the plane to visit my father. No sooner do I get on the plane, I'm struggling, and I'm like, why am I having such a difficult time moving between to get into the middle seat of an airplane? You know, I knew I had my backpack, a jacket, and all whatnot, but it felt like it was like literally something was bumping against me. I couldn't get in, and next thing I know, I popped my knee, and I actually ended up tearing the ACL in my knee. So in turn, caused another cycle of, I normally take care of my granddaughter during the day, and what happens? I can no longer take care of my granddaughter. I was getting a beep here. So all of these negative cycles come into me all at once, and you're thinking, what is the law of attraction? What am I attracting? Did I, you know, you get into a doubt. Did I cause this? You know, what is going on? But I took a step down, because sometimes when you have all of this stuff going on, you've got to kind of take a step back and really recenter yourself. That's when meditation or the breath comes in, to just kind of let go. In my case, I needed really to cry and feel sorry. You know, sometimes when so much comes in, you got to release that emotion. Talk about it with good friends, and I released some of that emotion. And then I felt like I got to the point where I could surrender. I asked for help, actually. I said, you know, we've done this before. I was talking with my daughter. Can't we just do something where I could take care of my granddaughter just for a little bit? My leg's getting better. You know, I just needed a little more time to adjust. And there was something in that, that there was a surrender. And then the next thing I knew, I was getting my insight as to, you know, there's something bigger and better here in the making. My doors now, because I don't have my job, my doors are opening so I can move, you know, go to Boston and be there for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever long it takes, so I can be with my father. It's given me the opportunity to move into my coaching career, which seems to have been stalled because I was taking care of a granddaughter as much as I want to. So I'm seeing the benefit of something that may not look like, you know, a positive event. But my universe, my God, you know, spirit is telling me it's time to make that change. It's time to focus on myself. It's time to be with my loved one. So sometimes we just have to silence ourselves and realize that even those negative events have a very positive, powerful message behind them.
Oh, yeah. All right. No, I agree with that. I mean, usually when one door closes, another one opens. And I think, Ellen, that I think all three of us know that if something isn't meant to be, or it's run its cycle, you know, it's time for us to forge ahead and take care of ourselves. So I think it's an important lesson to learn for most people.
Absolutely.
And
we have to be reminded of that. Yeah, and we have to be reminded of that sometimes, too.
Right. And if we continue to not listen to the message of the bigger picture that comes from, you know, spirit, it's going to start giving us more and more messages until it's like, you're going to get a hurt leg. You're not going to be able to do this anymore, Ellen, you know. So, you know, it's like, how many times do I have to hear it before my message is loud and clear?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Robert, do you want to try to take that 212 number?
I will definitely try. Let's see.
Hello,
you're on the air. Okay, we're going to...
Ellen, I don't know what you're attracting today.
I have no idea.
Let me try this one. Hello, you're on the air.
That's the same lady that we just spoke to.
Oh, yeah, she's still listening. I'm sorry. Hold on. All right. Okay, we'll just keep talking.
I'm listening.
We'll just keep talking. Okay.
That's all good. I think people are just listening to this.
What,
you know, Ellen's working on a little bit of law of attraction tonight.
Yeah,
let me ask a question out to everyone and see if somebody wants to answer. Is what have they been attracting lately? What's something special that has happened to them that they found this law of attraction working for them or against them? Because I would be interested in hearing other people's stories. It's always fascinating to hear, you know, something that they've attracted. So what about you, Robin?
Me?
Let's
see. Well, I've been trying to grow my psychic and mediumship, my own business. I do psychic and mediumship readings, and I teach workshops. And I was looking for a place to work out of, and apparently it was right in front of my face because it's only a mile down the road from where I live. So I just put it out there, you know. I put it out to the universe, and I said, send me someplace where I could work, and I believed and I trusted, and it just happened. And from that point on, things just really opened up for me. Not sure how or why, you know, I'm just grateful that it's happening. And I do believe it's the law of attraction. You know, I didn't put any doubts in my mind. I just said, this is what I want. And I think sometimes we have to go out on a limb and just have faith that if it's for the highest and the best, what we want, we can make it happen because our guides and for some, our angels are helping us along our path. So as long as we're doing it for the right reasons, I also kind of felt a little stuck, and I asked my guide to help me feel unstuck. And last week I was offered, a mentorship. I'm not mentoring, but I've been offered a mentorship to further my education as a medium and a psychic. So I find it all, you know, everything will work for you as long as you don't stop. As long as you don't give up, as long as you take that leap of faith and just believe. And I think that's what a lot of people have trouble with, is believing that they are worth it, that they can do it, that, you know, that they can do whatever they set their mind to. You know, people get stuck in a rut and just say, I don't know what to do. You know, I have this job, I don't like it. You know, I go home and I don't like it. And they don't know how to get out of that rut. You know, when I was first introduced to the law of attraction, my mom had passed away, and I was had a friendship with someone, and she said, you know, you need to meditate, and you need to read the law of attraction book. And I said, what the heck is the law of attraction? You know, and meditate? Me? You know, I'm not going to meditate. You know, and once our friendship ended, I kind of felt lost, and I was really in a rut. And I said, okay, let me pick up this book. Let me try to meditate. You know, and that really changes your life around when you really let it all go. And I think it's so important just to let it go and just leave it to the universe and just trust that things are working out the way they're supposed to.
Right. And it brings up another point, too, that I'm thinking of is, you know, there's that serenity prayer that always comes out for me, you know, thinking strongly about the fact that we have choices. And if we can do something to move towards what we're desiring, then we take the action. So it's knowing when we can do something and we have a choice to make, you know, and to make that choice, and when to know how to sit back and surrender. And like you said, let go. And that's what I call dancing with the universe. You know, when I know to need to make a step. This is another thing that I found very, very interesting in my life. So many people, when I was getting ready, the job was kind of ending, the 9-to-5 job that I had for so many years that I'm so grateful for. But I knew that there was an ending point coming up. And I had a new boss that was looking at it and wanting me to, you know, trying to find a spot for me in the new library, because an old library was ending, that was closing up, but, you know, the branch was moving towards the main library. And everybody kept on saying, you know, you're not going to be fired, you're not going to be fired. But my desire was to be let go. I wanted to be let go so I could start moving to a new area of my life. And everybody said, if you were going to be fired, if you were going to be let go, you would have been done a long time ago. And I realized that the block was not coming from me. The block was coming from this one person who really wanted me to take the job. So I had to go and do something that probably not many people would do. I walked into her office, and I finally said to her, what is it that you want from the position? I know you're trying to make me fit into a position, but what is it that you need as far as a position goes? And this boss was saying, well, I need somebody to run the front desk, the circulation person, but you're really underqualified for that position. She goes, I really could use a good reference librarian, but you're you don't have the qualification for that, but you're overqualified for this one. And then I closed the door with her, and I said, then let me go. And she went, what? I said, it's okay, you know, just let me go. And she was like, I can't do that. You're a good employee. I want to keep you. I said, it's okay. I really have other plans. You can let me go. And then I said, and give me a severance package when you're done. And that's exactly what happened. I got the severance package. The severance package was the money I needed to move here. And I made that transition. It was like the greatest thing I ever did. And not many people would have the courage to say to their boss, let me go. You know, sometimes it's just that dance. I needed to take that action, and then I needed to sit back and let it happen, you know, and put it in her hands. And she had to make the choices. She had to go to the bosses. It's about a dance. Knowing you can take action and knowing when to sit back and let it ride.
Well, as you were talking, I'm still looking into the woods because, okay, there were three deer that just walked literally right in my backyard as you're talking about this. And I'm like, okay, there's a sign.
Yes, yes. To know when to see the signs.
Uh-huh. Because I'm staring right at it listening to you, and I'm like, okay, there's three deer that are just grazing away. And I'm like, okay, I get it.
yeah. Because we, you know, many times we'll look at we're always looking and doing things, but we're not seeing the signs. They're going right by us, and we're not paying attention to signs that are hollering at us. So, there is a great book if anybody really, really wants to explore the law of attraction and actually play around with it, some experiments. I've used it in the group before, and it just comes with amazing results all the time. And it's called E squared. It's like E to the second power, and it's by Pam Grout. I highly recommend it. They have this book actually has 9 different experiments, and it talks about the law of attraction, what it is. One of the first experiments is if there is a spirit out there, God, essence, just give me a sign, you know, and let me know that sign came from you without a doubt. You know, I need to be wowed by it. And you ask for it to show up in your life within 48 hours. So you're actually making it look like a scientific experiment, putting out the hypotheses and letting it happen. And some amazing results have come into play with that book. So I would highly recommend anybody reading it if they haven't.
Yeah, I'll definitely look that up on Amazon.
Yeah.
You said E squared by Pam Grout?
Yep, Pam Grout, Grout. Okay. She also does E to the third power, so if anybody wants to get a little bit more advanced in the law of attraction, she does that one as well. So it explains the law of attraction and it gives you actually examples to play with. So Robert, what have you done that, you know, had any experience in your life in which the law of attraction was like, wow, it wowed you?
I used to have a metaphysical shop. That's how Robin and I met. And I passed away, and I closed my shop in February, and I kept saying I needed a job. I needed some kind of income. And I kept putting it out there and attracting it. And all of a sudden, my boss now, who is a very good friend, and I guess somehow texted a friend or somehow, and I got the job immediately. And that was on a Monday. And he said, okay, start tomorrow. I was like, wow, okay. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
I now work in a medical office, so I had to get all different kinds of training and all that fun stuff, which is great. But I know that right now I'm trying to, and another thing is, well, I'm just having 5,000 thoughts in my head, so I apologize. I've always wanted a talk show. Always. And then I was talking to Robin about it, and all of a sudden here comes now speaking to the beyond, and it was just like,
yeah,
bam, bam, you know. The law of attraction seems to be working significantly if you put your mind to it. And at least that's in my case. And I have a 45-minute commute to and from my job, and I sit in traffic. So it gives me time to put on music and actually focus on what I need to attract in my life. And for the past week, it's been nothing but good health for my dog, for my dogs, I should say, the younger one healthy. And that's, you know, it's just amazing. It really is amazing what you can attract.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And you know, you bring up the point about focus, you know, because focus is that, you know, it's like, that's why, you know, when you want to attract a perfect parking spot, your focus is on the ability of it's going to happen and I can have it. And then all of a sudden you notice parking spots or an experiment is like, pick out like blue butterflies. I've done that before. And then all of a sudden, everywhere I'm looking, it may not be a real blue butterfly, but I'm noticing butterflies everywhere, you know, and I see them on a car visor or I see them on a poster. And all of a sudden, they come into my view because I'm focused on what it is I want and to attract. So focus is another big key to the law of attraction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And definitely signs. Like the other day, we had two ladybugs in our house. It just so happened that my mom passed away when I was young, and every time I see a ladybug, I think of her. And my roommate's father had passed away a year ago, a couple of days ago, and it happened that day. So I really feel like the universe was sending them to have as a sign to remember your loved ones and remember good memories of them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I have one last story to tell, too, in regards to that. You're talking about that. Yeah, it's so sweet. Knowing that my father is getting ready to transition, I felt my mom being really, really close. And the sign that she always leaves me is 11-11. You know, she always used to say to me, 11-11, make a wish. Or, you know, 1-11 would come up, make a wish, make a wish. So the other day I was plugging in my Fitbit and I'm charging up the Fitbit and it's fully charged at that point. And I go to pull out the Fitbit and all of a sudden it comes out and I see the word, I see the 111 pop up and I said, oh, Mom. But what I noticed right after that floored me were the words, love ya. And I never, ever saw words going across my Fitbit. It's an older Fitbit, but my mom was giving me the message, love ya. And I knew she was around. Yeah.
Okay, so we only have a little bit of time left. I want to personally thank you for, you know, being our guest today. And it's given me so much insight that I can't wait until we end so I can do some research on some things I need to do, and Robin knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I just friend requested you on Facebook before the show started, but that's not here nor there. Robin, can you tell me a little bit about who's going on next week? What's going on next week?
Of course. Yeah. So next week we are interviewing Lisa Goodwin. She is the owner of Rise Wellbeing Center in Reston, Virginia.
Yeah.
And she's going to discuss her mission and how she is fulfilling her dream. She's had the center for a year, and she's going to discuss how she made her dream come true and how she built a welcoming space for people to come and relax and replenish. So I think that it's important, you know, to hear about how people are opening healing centers and how difficult and how, but also how fulfilling it could be to keep it going and growing.
Okay, so we have 10 seconds.
And that's it in a nutshell.
I want to thank both of you for coming. And Ellen, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Robin, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.